this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker, and you're listening to our Meet the Candidate interview for today. We're interviewing Elijah Hayes, who is running for House District 29. And as we get started here, I wanted to ask you, first of all, what are your goals in running for the District 29 position?
My goals are many, but if I were to distill them, and simply I found four that I really do care about, and in no order of, like, they're not ranked here, but I want to inspire more young people to take an active role in politics. We can't really complain about the state of the world right now if we don't take an active role in changing it. So I'm running so that more people my age will pick up and start moving towards legislative positions and positions of power in their communities. And then also, I really care about our future as Alaskans. I have property here. I'm staying here for the foreseeable future, as far as I'm aware. And I want to make sure that our state remains profitable and our wildlands are protected, as well as our fisheries. I'm really interested in renewable energies and moving not away from natural gas or from oil and natural gas, but towards more greener futures that are cheaper. Energy costs are really high right now, and everyone's feeling the pain of that. So I'm hoping that in the future, if we can bring in some more renewable energies, we'll be able to reduce those costs. And then also, I would like to take a look at reducing copays on life-saving medications. So insulin is super expensive for people with diabetes. They didn't ask for diabetes, and sometimes they have it, and they're paying thousands of dollars a month to stay alive, essentially. And I don't think that's particularly fair, and I don't think it's right for companies to be charging that much money for their drugs. And then a big one for me on a personal level is with Roe v. Wade being overturned this summer, the right to choose is now a state option, and I would like to be a state that has that right. We want to protect the rights of our citizens, their right to choose, and their right to live life how they want to.
You're running nonpartisan. Why did you make that choice to run under the nonpartisan label?
I'm running nonpartisan because Alaska's issues aren't partisan. Our motto is North to the Future. It's not left or right. So as an independent, I can vote my conscience, and I don't have to worry about being ousted as not a Republican or not a Democrat. I'm just an Alaskan. And so that's basically my goal, is running independent. I think that we can find solutions on both sides of the aisle, and I don't want to constrict my options by tying too closely to one party.
Looking at the race, you're in House District 29. There are two of you running. So what distinguishes you from the candidate you're running against?
The main difference between me and George is that I'm not a politician. I'm enthusiastic and I'm idealistic. I'm a laborer and I have a dream to improve Alaska for my children, but I haven't spent a whole ton of time in politics. I want to take a tackle at the issues from a working class standpoint. The last few weeks, I've been working 70-hour weeks on Terminal here in Valdez, and that is my life, and I'm looking forward to helping Alaska from the standpoint of the people.
What steps should Alaska take to improve its economic condition?
I feel like the economic situation in Alaska is rather complicated, with our pandemic and the price of oil fluctuating so wildly because of the geopolitical situation in the Ukraine, as well as COVID knocking out a bunch of oil the last couple of years. So I'm hoping that by pioneering new high-paying jobs in the energy sector with renewable energies and cleaner energies, while also taking a look at what we can do for mariculture and agriculture in the state, we'll be able to create high-paying jobs while also reducing the cost for goods, because they'll be made here, produced here, and distributed here, which will reduce costs on transportation. And then also on top of that, we have a pretty massive mental health issue in Alaska. It's not often talked about, but with the winter coming and darkness descending upon the land, people get the winter blues. And I would like to take steps from the state's perspective and look at ways we can reduce that for our citizens, because that's a massive strain on our people.
Next, let's talk about the PFD, since we always hear people talking about that. How should the state handle the PFD going forward?
Yeah, people talk about that a lot. It seems like a lot of people make that a main point in their running. And as I look at the problem with the PFD, it's a fund that if we don't have to touch it, we shouldn't touch it. The government should keep its hands off of it. That's money for the people. And any money that we pull from that is taking it straight out of the hands of the public. It's basically another tax. And I would like to limit taxes on the public as much as possible. If we don't need to touch it, we shouldn't touch it. And the state should keep their fingers out of it.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with listeners to give them a better understanding of who you are and how you would serve if elected in House District 29?
Yeah. So as a lifelong Alaska, I was born here in Valdez. I grew up in Valdez. And I have property here, which is a miracle given the housing market. I would like to make a future for my children and my family. And I would like to bring jobs back to the state and keep money here in the state. I want to increase tourism. I want to make a future for our children, boost up our education. I believe we're still looking at quite a deficit in teachers in the state. So I'd like to help solve that as best I can. And basically, I was looking around and I saw problems and I didn't see a lot of stuff being done about it. So I thought, why not? I'll pick up and try. So I'm trying my best and I'm learning every day on how I can improve the state around me.
All right. Thank you very much. In closing, if people are interested in learning more about you, is there a website or other places they can go to find that information?
I have a Facebook page for my campaign. That's Elijah for Alaska. However, I haven't had enough free time to develop it as much as I like. Hopefully, I'll be putting more stuff up there soon. I would love for people to get to know about me. And then here in the next few weeks, I hope to attend an assembly in Massu, if time allows, and get out and start knocking on doors, because I want to talk to the people in the rest of the district, not just the people here in Valdez. Also, my cell phone number is up on the internet, and that's my personal phone. I figure there's only, 20,000 people in the district, so if everyone calls me, I can take a call every once in a while and answer as many questions as possible.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's today's edition of Meet the Candidates. During the days leading up to the November 8th general election, we're letting you hear from candidates for Alaska's U.S. House and Senate races, as well as the Alaska Governor's Contest and the State House and Senate races that impact Copper Valley voters. We encourage you to keep listening on most weekdays until November 8th for more interviews with the candidates. Meet the Candidates airs at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM AM 790. And on 88.7 FM, you'll hear Meet the Candidates weekdays after the news and weather at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.